Hey everyone, welcome to season two of We Just Met.
We're in season one, we literally just met.
It's now season two and we've officially met, made memories in and out of school, and we're so excited to continue the podcast this year now that we're besties. Enjoy the episode!
Hi everyone, welcome to episode two, season two of We Just Met. I'm Kiara.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Antonia.
And we're back to discuss our Halloweekend. It was Halloween and we all dressed up really cute and we want to discuss how this year was, the previous years, our favorite costumes, and just see where the conversation takes us.
Just because Halloween is a top tier holiday. Yes. I don't know. Like,
I don't think it's more than Christmas.
No, I celebrate Christmas and it's like, I love Christmas, but I also don't know if it's because I love the break from school or like, you know, because I'm changing semesters and whatever. So it's kind of like fresh start.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know, love winter, but
Mariah Carey has defrosted.
Did you see that video? That was so funny.
So funny.
I like fall, I think, now more than ever before.
We were talking about
maybe like
this
fall
before.
Fashion. I'm on that Pinterest board like no other.
Yeah, you are like, you're the epitome of fall fashion. Like,
I
feel like you've got like the
Do
cardigans,
not say
the...
that. My ego's in my head's gonna explode. Are you
I know
serious?
She calls up the shackets all the time.
I love them. You know what? Literally on my like Christmas wish list is like jackets and boots and like it's fall stuff. What were you all for Halloween this year, as if I don't know?
Wait, pause. Hold on. I was just going to say, too, I literally, like, love fall as well, and it used to be, like, summer was my favorite, but I think it was because, you know, it was my birthday and stuff.
Same.
But I don't know. The past 2 years, like, fall's just been hitting different. The clouds the past few days, like,
oh my
it's,
God,
like,
it's
you know,
so
transitioning
foggy.
Into, like, a little bit colder weather, but, like, the fog is crazy. But, yeah, so our Hall weekend was lit.
What did you guys do?
Haley was up to everything. What was she not up to?
Haley, it was like Sunday, and Haley was dressed up in her little outfit. I literally texted you. I was like, "Where are you going?"
Was it
Sunday, Monday?
So I guess we're doing me first.
Go ahead.
Then
state your costumes.
I was Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. With
that was
loaded
good.
Diaper.
That
yeah.
was good.
It was a good one.
Explain it. It was actually such a good costume.
Yeah, so I basically just bought a $6 shirt at H&M, me and my roommate Charlotte.
Shout out Charlotte.
Then we bought these like paint markers, and so we like wrote loaded diaper on it.
Yeah.
And then we had tights on, ripped black jean shorts. I didn't have my boots, but Charlotte had her boots, and then we brought drumsticks to the bar, and
That's
then we
so
went
cool.
to Rockin' Horse, okay?
You
and
did
everybody,
go.
Everybody was dressed up. I live at Rockin' Horse, okay? Everybody was dressed up as, like, cowboys and whatever, and we were here with,
you're
like, Rick and, like,
you know, you're, like, emo.
That's so funny.
With our dark makeup and chains on.
But that's such a unique costume. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah. Which is, I didn't, I was, like, when she told me that, I was like, no way, that's so fun.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, why didn't I
think of
that?
I follow, like, do it since then. And I was
like,
what?
Like, why can't I
but
think
you
of
the
something
best.
Unique?
So,
yeah.
Thank you. But then, everybody knew exactly what it was. They were like, no way, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then they were like, you should have had, like, someone be Fragly and whatever. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. Roger's the only cool one.
That's so funny.
But then they took our drumsticks away at the door, and it was just, like, our joke, like, all night, because there's a group of guys behind us, and they were laughing their butts off, being like, that's so funny. So when we went into the bar, everybody was, like, laughing at us, because we didn't have our drumsticks.
They
we had to hide
sticks?
Them. Yeah, and then we're like, what do we want to do? Coat check them? Like, please.
Yeah,
like, what? So we hid them behind the garbage can. They're like, the security guys were like, we can't promise they won't get taken. I'm like, you're standing right there. Like,
yeah,
you can just
like,
look.
Like,
there's security. Like, watch our drumsticks. Anyways, so that was fun.
They got the drumsticks
and
back.
We got a lot of compliments on that one. Like, so many.
As you should.
Yeah. And then me and Antonia went out the next night, Saturday.
Kata
was Saturday.
Dog sitting.
She was a
Kevin Hart person.
I went. Okay, we'll talk about my weekend later. We continue.
We went to somebody from our programs. It was fun. We got to, I don't know, mingle a little bit more.
A little bit, yeah. And it was good. And let's talk about costumes for that. Yeah, so
you had good costumes this year.
I was Lightning McQueen, but not really
that's
that many.
That's so fun.
Not that many people knew like what I was, but I had red leather pants on, and then a bodysuit that was kind of giving racer vibes, and then I sewed 95 or whatever with a lightning bolt.
She went crafty, yeah.
Yeah, and then I had red
glasses.
See,
like, how do they not know what you are?
I don't know. Like,
like, there's, like, more unclear costumes.
No, I know, and then I had a checkered, like, racer belt, and then I had red glasses.
Good. Yeah, I like when costumes are, like, it's not so obvious, like, when people can get creative with it and, like, put together stuff that they have in their closet, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But...
And I was super excited also. I bought this, like, chains on freaking Amazon for, like, $10, and they had lightning bolts on it, and I just thought it was so sick. Anyway,
no, it pulled it all together.
I would have gotten it if I mean, if it takes a second, like, okay, it makes sense, because, like, you got it all from your closet, or you, like, bought regular clothes. It wasn't, like, a whole...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I went as, Vector.
Vector! You know what? But I that one I wouldn't have thought of either.
Oh,
but I think everyone on TikTok thought of it. Like, out of nowhere, everyone's dressed as Vector.
No, I really
but
like
But I wouldn't
costume.
Have thought
funny.
Of that. That was so fun.
But I was, like, I'm so extra with my costumes sometimes. Like, I went out of the way to go to the Dixie Outlet Mall near my house to find this, like, orange mini dress. And then, like, I went to Fabricland.
And then I sewed
on these, like, white stripes on the side so it looks like it's a tracksuit. And then I just wore, like, my actual glasses. But
yeah,
it felt really niche at the party because nobody really
good.
Got it.
Like,
but it was still fun. Like, I was having fun with it.
No, people got it. I just think, like,
after,
it was
after
weird reactions to it.
Like, there were weirder costumes than Vector and Lightning McQueen. Like, let's just... You know what? I was so... Okay, my turn. I was Daphne, and I was so scared to wear my wig, like, out because I felt like no one went as hard as me. Like, not to flex, but, like, literally everyone was like, oh my god, I love your costume. The wig is so good. I'm like, why is no one else wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Like, why is
I
no one
worn
wearing
a wig?
I'm like, why is no one wearing a wig? But I only had one costume, and it was that, and I did it with my dog. My dog was Scooby-Doo. It was so cute. And then my boyfriend was Fred. And then I had told, like, my cousin and his girlfriend to be, like, Velma and Shaggy to, like, get the whole mystery gang together, but it was fun.
That's
but,
a classic costume.
Yeah, I got it off. I literally ordered a dress off Amazon that I can keep and wear again. The wig I'm trying to return with the what's it called? The headband and the little scarf thing.
Amazon knows.
But like, I feel like you can return everything on Amazon.
Yeah,
I'm like, what am I gonna do with this like $40 wig? Like
$40?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh my
gosh. I cut the bangs because they were so long. I put on the so not only did I have the false lashes, but then I had these bangs in my eyes, and it was like I was like I need
chaos.
To so we literally cut yeah chaos cut the bangs. We went to this pub near my house. It was like a friend, like my cousin's girlfriend's like friend owned it or whatever. So it was like a whole mix of world. It was like my friends, my cousins, and then my cousin's friends, and then like whatever, like all of us just like there, and then some random people. But like we walked in, we were waiting outside, and we walked in, and all these people are just like sitting, like not in costume. They're wearing like boring like, Leafs jerseys. I'm like, how is a Leafs
so
fan a Halloween costume?
Yeah,
like it doesn't make
no,
any sense.
That's like the go-to. Like you just throw on throwing back to our show. And you just like throw on. A random jersey
and
like,
call
oh,
it a day.
I'm like an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so boring. You can figure something out.
Yeah.
Else out. What was I gonna say?
Your other costume that you did.
Oh well, I was also gonna say gonna ask you guys about it because Kiana mentioned that she brought a bunch of friend groups together. That gives me so much anxiety. I literally.
I always introduce my friends. Sometimes it bites me in the butt. Because, but I'm just, like, I think, I was talking to my mom. My mom said that she was like that, too. But I'm just, like, I don't have a set friend. Like, in high school I did, there was, like, 15 of us. But then people fall off. You, like, cut people off. They're not, like, you grow and you move apart. But, like, so I don't have a set friend group of, like, girls. Like, I have, like, you three, which are, like, my school friends. And I have, like, my one best friend. And then I have, like, my younger friend. We talked about this in season one.
Like,
I never... In high school, I had... There was, like, a group of us that would sit together. But now it's, like... I have all these friends, so I'm like, okay, I want to hang out with her.
Birthday parties are so awkward.
It's just a disaster. Like, at this point, everyone knows each other, and, like, especially through Instagram and stuff, and, like, but everyone knows each other through me, so it's, like, now I've introduced my cousins and my friends, so, like, they get along, which, like, that's different, because, like, my family and, like, my best friends, but it's just funny. I'm, like, to have a party, like, I don't have, like, a group. It's, like, my Halloween party was literally me, my cousin's friends, my cousins, and then, like, some of my friends, and we just all mixed, and it was, like, a good time.
See, like, I never have a problem with any of my friends, like, not getting along. It's just that I get stressed because I feel like I have to entertain everybody separately, kind of, and, like, be the one. So, like, hosting any of that stuff always stresses
me out. Especially because my friends are, like, different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so then I feel like I have to be a mediator in every conversation or whatever. But... No, it is what it is. Like, that's literally just going to university and having different friend groups. Like.
Yeah. Anyways, my third costume was Kiss, Marry, Kill. So with my two roommates, again, Shara and Megan. And, well, that's so weird. I never call her Megan. Meg. And, yeah, well, we did, like, the rated, not the PG version, the other version of the game. And I can't swear on I can't swear on here. But anyway, so I was... Kills.
Oh, yeah.
I was Kill. Charlotte was Kiss, and then Meg was Mary. And I was wearing red, and then I put, like, cuts on my, like, I had makeup on that looked like cuts. And it was pretty good. Like, I was proud of the makeup that I did. And then I had red kind of eyeshadow. And then I got to reuse the red pants.
Yeah.
Which was good. And then I bought gloves, which I never actually ended up using. Red glasses. And then, yeah, my roommate had a bodysuit or corset, sorry, that I wore.
I love fun group costumes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, love it.
I always feel like my costumes are so last minute. Like, I don't plan them. And
mine
then
are
it works.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Like, my last Halloween when I went as Captain Underpants and the Pirate, like, it literally was like, those were.
I love
the best
pirate.
Costumes that I've ever done, and everybody loved them. And I was like, guys, I literally went to Party City like 2 days ago, and pulled it off.
Yeah,
like
the Kiss, Marry, Kill thing. We thought about that 2 hours before.
That's so funny.
Anyways, it was good. It was
fun.
I
loved my last year costume too, Harry Potter.
Yeah, we all loved your costume.
No, we loved that costume. She looked so good. You
Fashion
guys.
Nova.
And then
you know what? Everyone this year, you know what they were? Hermione, Harry Potter, whatever. I saw like six girls, so then that's why I'm like. The original. Me. I had to, like, every post from last year.
Wait, this has nothing to do with, like you know, our age going out, but I was at home this Halloween handing out candy with my, like, sister, and then somebody, like, came to the door, and they were in, like, you know, the Hogwarts uniform or whatever, but they had a werewolf head on, and then a little tag that said Professor Lupin, and I was like, oh, that's, like, kind of cute.
That's thoughtful.
That's, like, it's, like, different. Like, I like when people do, like, mainstream costumes.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Spice it up.
I had so many kids. I had, like, 40 kids at my door, and my dog just kept barking, like, when someone knocked.
Do you dress up your dog?
I had him.
Oh, right.
I had him dressed up as Scooby-Doo last year. He was, like, my mom got him a pirate costume and, like, threw a mask on, like, half his eye. He obviously didn't walk around in that, but, like, it's cute. Get him a cute little costume. But then this year was, like, I didn't even base it off of my dog. I was just, like, what can I do with my boyfriend? That's like, everyone was saying to Daniel, like, that he looked like he was just, like, I was in a costume and, like, he was going to church. He was just in, like, a random cardigan, but, like, that's what Fred wears. And then last year, same thing. I put, like, there was, like, a tattoo of, like, the Harry Potter scar, but my costume was fire.
Honestly, last Halloween, like, it was very fun for me.
Really fun. Yeah.
Didn't
was
you
like...
go to... that the same party that I did or no?
No, we didn't. We were in the same area, so
you came to.
I went with because this was like first year was COVID, so that didn't really happen. Then
I don't think I even dressed up. There was no Halloween.
I don't even think I did. Yeah, no. But then the year after was like everything kind of started lifting, but I wasn't really friends with you guys like that type.
Yeah.
So I was like friends with friends from high school who are also at TMU. But, so we were, like, she's, like, okay, let's go to, like, my, you know, cousins, their friends are having a party. Then the next day was, like, we're gonna go to my cousin. So I was, like, booked and busy, and I was, like, really excited. And that's when the Captain Underpants costume did me well, because everybody at that party, that was, like, one of those situations where I was, like, I don't know anybody here. So I'm, like, okay, like, obviously she knows all these people, but, like, I'm having to, you know, hey, nice to meet you. Yep, friends with, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
but I have, like, yeah. And of course, and you're I'm, in like, underwear. Having a drink and whatever. Yeah, I'm literally in men's underwear. Like, this is so
yeah, awkward. But then you get the, what's it called, like, alcohol confidence or whatever it's called, like, yeah. The boost, and you're yeah. just, like, talking to everybody. Yeah.
But I had, like, people coming up to me, again, who I had no idea who they were, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna introduce myself to them. They were all PE blinders, first of all, like, a oh, bunch of them. It was so funny.
Oh, Lord.
But this guy comes up, and he's like, are you Captain Underpants? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh my god, no, I have to go. You're gonna ruin my life. And I was like, all right. Like,
okay. So weird like that.
Yeah.
I think we did have a Halloween episode last season that I'm trying to remember.
I feel like I totally talked about this already.
I think we did. Yeah.
But
like, okay, Captain Underpants though, all I had to get was the Calvin Klein underwear and the cape.
Yeah.
And I just wore a white long sleeve. Honestly, I've seen people do, like, the tan tank top or whatever, but
yeah,
I actually really like the white long sleeve. Yeah. And it was an outdoor party, so I was, like, grateful for having long sleeves on. And I think it looked really cute.
Maria, wasn't it cold?
No. It was.
I love your pictures on Instagram of you that.
I know. Yeah. That. No, the pirate costume there. Photo I got, like, was crazy.
You're the one of the only people, like, I'm going to go stop. You're one of the only people that I know who actually did that costume.
Really?
Yeah. Like, that I know. The Captain Underpants.
See, you know, that's another thing, though. I was like, okay, 2 days before, I'm going to be Captain Underpants. That's such a fun idea.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, after Halloween, all these girls I'm like, I follow from, like, high school and school and whatever, they were all Captain Underpants, too. And I was like, what are the odds? Like,
yeah. Feels, no, the pirate's iconic.
But then the pirate,
you still so have that corset?
I do. The pirate top, like, the top I wore underneath was just an Aritzia top I already had. The skirt was, like, a Shein skirt
literally
I already
looks
had.
Like, it literally looked like a dress.
And then
no,
put the,
so good.
All I had to do I depopped that corset, and it worked perfectly. And then I had that scarf already. Like,
so
it was
cute.
It was, it was fun. I love dressing up.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that. I think I love Halloween more now, but it's hard. Like, my friends were like, what do? You're doing a couple's costume. I'm like, for years I've done, like, a single, like, it's not hard to find, like, a regular, like, on your own costume.
Yeah.
Like, my friend ended up making up, like, some random one. I was like, we could have done a group one, you just didn't tell me, so I just, like, take care of myself. Like,
I think couple's costumes are even harder. Like, I don't know why.
It's hard to be unique. I'm like, what are we gonna do? Like, my cousin and his girlfriend were Pam and Tommy, but I'm like, what are we gonna do? Like, Grease, please.
I have, please. I have such a good idea that I've, like, been keeping in my bank. Like, you know, I'm like, when
you're
I'm
waiting
cup,
for the day.
No, like, last year Halloween was a shit show for me, because I was... No, I know, but, oh, sorry, I didn't even realize.
Yeah,
me too. But, like, I was trying to figure out, like, a couple's costume, whatever, for so long, and, well, my ex-boyfriend, he doesn't do anything, like, didn't help me at all, so I was trying to figure it out. So, anyways, we ended up being, I was a sunflower.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, a gardener, but he looked actually, like, a guy who worked at, like, Longo's with, like, the green,
so funny.
With the green, like, freaking, what is that called?
The apron.
Green apron, and then he had, like, a hat on, and I was like, literally?
Oh, my God.
The thing is, for couple costumes, though, like, obviously, well, not obviously, but normally the girl's like, okay, I want to do this, and boyfriend's like, sure.
Yeah.
But, like, you want your boyfriend to, like, look good, too.
No, you know what I was fighting against? Mine wanted to do Talladega Nights, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's Ricky Bobby. You gotta search it up. It's Will Ferrell, and I can't remember the other guy, and they're literally, like, racers. So they wear the red, and I'm like, why am I gonna, what? I'm just gonna wear a freaking jacket and red pants, like,
I'm
saying, like, it was literally
you're
just like
me,
no stop it was just like a rate, like, I wanted to, like I had the Daphne idea, I wanted to be like a princess, like, I had these ideas where I had to, like, buy the costume. I was like, now you just want me to wear a racer jacket, like, what? He's like, oh, you already have red pants. I'm like, yeah, but I want to be like, I want to wear a wig, I can't. And the character is a boy.
Yeah.
Oh. They're two
isn't
guys
there, but
there's a wife
well, yeah.
There's a wife, and, like, I was like, okay, but no, like, I want to be something, like, cute. I don't want to wear, like, a racer jacket with, like, racer pants.
Yeah. I know who wears the pants in that relationship. Just kidding.
I was like, I don't want to do that, but
yeah.
I was going back and forth with him, and then someone ended up showing up to the party, just one guy. He was just wearing, like, a racer jacket.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, are you Ricky Bobby from Talladega Nights? And he, like, hated me. He was like, why would you? I was like, look, Daniel. And the guy's like, what? He was, like, so offended. I'm like, whoa.
That's actually
funny.
I
didn't know that it was an insult. Like, my bad.
That's so funny.
That was pretty funny. Let's see what we're gonna be next year. Hopefully you can take
No, that. Isn't it weird though? Like, you have, like, this year, even last year, I'm like, okay, writing that in my notes for next year.
Yeah, like now it's gone.
I have a bunch of stuff that I...
But a whole bunch of new stuff is, like, everyone now this year was, like, Pam and Tommy, because that was, like, the Vector of the year. Everyone was, like, Vector. Everyone was, like, some cute, like, costume that you don't have to go, like, crazy for. You can just, like, you have it, or you can, like, find the stuff for, like, not too expensive.
Next year, Kiata's actually going to be free, and we're actually all going to go out to Rockin' Horse.
Guys, I was stuck with my dog for the weekend. I was pissed. Yeah. I was supposed to go to
But then we FaceTime her when we're all ready, and she's not at her house, and not with her dog.
No, but she's like, I told you. To all our listeners, they don't listen to me when I speak, so I literally said 1,000 times. I'm going to Kevin Hart's Saturday night. And then we were gonna, it was only 10 o'clock.
You have so many plans. I just can't keep track.
It was only 10 o'clock, and my cousins were like, well, do we want to stay down here? Like, go to a bar? But my grandparents, I was like, my grandparents were at home watching the dog, so I felt bad. I was like, we have to subway. It's gonna
Isn't
take
it
so long.
Isn't it funny, though, that, like, you're like, oh, I can't go out? Fine.
I'm sick.
But then when we call you, and it's like, you're just down the block. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of weird.
It's
like,
so weird.
Especially being downtown, because I'm not downtown.
I'm never down. It's like a trek to get downtown. Yeah, I have to stay downtown tonight, and I'm like, oh my god, I got to Uber here, blah blah blah, Uber, blah blah.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm just okay for tonight. And my friend's wearing a good dress. I'm kind of nervous.
No, you look great.
Thanks.
But no, literally, the difference between like dressing up for Halloween and dressing up for like, you know, just normal wear is like totally different. Like, I love dressing up, like, and like, you know, showing up nice to class. But like, isn't it? It's just fun seeing people in like. Mm-hmm. Different outfits.
Well, I went out on Monday as well, so I went out Friday, Saturday, and Monday. And Monday, everybody was wearing costumes.
Yeah, because it, like, it was really Halloween.
Yeah, but it was really Halloween. But I thought that was, like, the funnest, like, it, just the thought of Halloween and, like, then actually going out and then seeing all the costumes and asking people what they're doing, like, what they are, is, like, literally the coolest thing.
It's, like, a universal experience.
Yeah.
Like, everyone. So I was on the subway coming back home, and there was a person, this was like on the Thursday, like a week ago today, there was a person sitting on the subway. They had a baseball bat, and they had like all the makeup on and everything, but it looked like they dressed like that on the daily as well. Like, that's just kind of how they
looked.
Was
it like Steve Harrington? Is that what it was supposed to be?
No, it was like, she had this clown makeup on. I think it was a girl. She had this clown makeup on, and like everything, like down to like Roderick type vibe, like emo, like with these big boots, and she had a baseball bat. And then I got off, and she was following me. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna smash in the head, I'm gonna die. But I'm like, that's normal for like Halloween weekend, because you're like dressed up. But it was
like
pretty, Harley, it was pretty scary
vibe,
but like all in black. And I was like, they got, I don't know where they got, where she got off from. I think it was Dundas.
So
I was like, so you go to the school, this is how you're walking around, but like it's Halloween weekend, so I can't.
It's funny,
when
I was coming home from when we went out, I was like, you know, you're always cautious when you're taking the subway late at night, especially because my, like, trek home, it's a while.
Yeah.
And so, when I got on, I was like, okay, you know, centering myself, like, I gotta be alert, you know? And then it was, the train was full of, like, students and, kids all dressed up, so I was like, and a bunch of, and it's funny, when I got on, like, people ended up getting off all the way at my stop at home, so I was like, oh, that's kind of funny, like, you know?
And that person got off at my stop, all the way to Vaughn. I was like, what are you doing here? Oh my god. I'm
like, you're like, she's really following me home.
Don't follow me home. But anyway, that's our Halloween
recap.
Halloween weekend.
Yeah, see you next year, or our last year.
No, this is gonna be
no, we'll be our last year, please.
Next year is our last year, like, of
fourth
school.
Year, but I mean, like, come on.
Oh, we're keeping the podcast alive. We're going to have
a great summer, but we'll see.
Well, I'm talking about, like, not our last year going out as Halloween together, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're going out trick-or-treating with our kids.
Yeah.
Everything. We're all going to live in this place.
We live at townhouses right next to each other.
Yeah. That's it. But thank you for listening to our episode. Stay tuned for more episodes. They usually drop on Sundays if everything goes right. Check us out on our Instagram, wejustmet.podcast. Anything else, ladies?
No.
No?
See ya.
All good.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye.